What's up? It's Anna and Lauren talk about stuff and things without Natalie because Natalie's sick. R.I.P. Natalie. Anyways, Lauren, can you tell me what happened?
Well, there was a tornado in Alabama. Actually, there were two tornadoes in Alabama, and they killed 23 people, including children. And the tornado had winds that went up to 165 miles per hour.
Do you have any stories of people who been in the tornado?
Well, there was one woman that said, "They don't lie. You hear a freight train, you better be in a safe place." And there was another story about a woman who barely missed the tornado because she left her home to go grocery shopping with her kids. When they came back, their home was destroyed and her boyfriend was missing. The boyfriend had watched his own porch fly into the air as the tornado came by his house. He grabbed onto the couch for dear life, but was eventually lifted by the tornado. Eventually, he woke up in a street and left to help his parents who lived next door. The woman and her family had not heard about the tornado because, like many other modern people, instead of watching cable in the news, they have Netflix. And they never knew that there had been this severe weather.
Okay, so we'll be moving on to our fun facts. And since you can't see me, I'm just going to tell you I'm putting quotes around fun because most of these probably aren't fun. Okay, so what's our first fun fact, Lauren?
Well, the only other tornado that was this deadly was in 2011. In 2011, there was a tornado that killed more than 230 people all across Alabama.
What have they been doing since then?
Well, since the 2011 tornadoes, the National Weather Service improved its operations to help future communities prepare for natural disasters. They have recommended having multiple ways to receive information / warnings about severe weather. And they have been working on providing safety houses for communities. And there's also been money that has gone out to put tornado safe house rooms in houses.
Okay, so I have a little bit of a sad fact. So among 23 of the killed, 7 of them were family members. So, and it's actually very sad for the one person who lived because he has to host 7 funerals now and he might not be able to pay financially for those.
I didn't know that. That's really sad.
Yeah, I know. Also, another fact, the age range from the 23 who were dead ranges from 6 to 89.
So a 6-year-old died?
Yeah. 4 of the 23 who were killed were children.
Well, that's to be expected probably because they're so small that they can be lifted away very quickly.
And as of March 5th, there were about only 7 or 8 still missing, so that's medium good.
Not really good since they're still missing, but I mean, at least some people have been found. So what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, I really think that we should be thinking more about how to protect ourselves from tornadoes and how to protect our children because we don't want to have casualties.
People say that the best place to have, like, the best chance of surviving a tornado would be to go underground.
Yeah. So if you have a basement, hide there. And if you don't have a basement, you can go in a bathtub.
Or go in a room that does not have any windows because if the windows shatter, then you're probably going to get glass all over you, and you're going to have, and the winds are going to be coming at you. So a good place to hide if you don't have a basement or, any other rooms without windows would be, a closet, because they don't have windows, and they're kind of small, but, you can make it work.
And also, this might seem pretty obvious, but don't go outside. That's not a good idea.
If you go outside, then just don't. Just don't go outside.
Sorry. So, just a little fact about the tornado. It was an EF4, and it covered about 65 square miles. and the two weaker tornadoes were EF1s.
So, okay, so I think that's it, guys, and just remember, stay safe from tornadoes and don't go outside. Don't be that one guy.
Yeah, who dies because he went outside.
Okay. And remember to have multiple ways to receive warnings about tornadoes or any other severe weather. Okay, bye.
Adios, kiddos.